Happy New Year, everyone. It's 2018. This is Veronica Entwistle. You're listening to Paradigm Shifters, and you and I are all going to be paradigm shifters tonight, because what I want to see us doing as we move into this brand new year is kind of raising our fields and frequency, as they used to say, let's raise a little cane, and send vibrations of consciousness raising round and round the world so we can be a part of a very advancing species. You and I know we can do that, but it takes a lot of work, doesn't it? So I wanted to bring some of you on to ask questions about your life. What's blocked? How can you move through and become a higher frequency being? What's your intention this year? Or just anything you want to talk about on this brand new year. This is kind of a treat call for you and for me. So I'll get right to work because some of you are already on the line. And Amber, I think you were first. Welcome to the show, Amber.
Hi, Veronica. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm enjoying doing this already, and we haven't even gotten started. So how are you, Amber?
I'm good. And I'm sitting with a friend, and can we ask a political question, or is it?
Of course you can.
Okay, great.
I might not answer it, but you can
Okay. Well, we'll ask, and if not, then we can shift it if it's too weird. But we were wondering if the Democrats will win back the House and the Senate this year in November.
You know, it's going to be quite a battle, but I feel like it's going to happen. But they show it in kind of a weird wave, so it starts to go really well. And if they're not careful, it's going to back down again. And part of it is we know what that is. This is an awful lot of money being hurled at the other side, isn't there? So how I would see that is we better move our tushies and get behind the Democrats as hard as we can and as strongly as we can. It's like with Trump coming in, this is no time for us to make any assumptions. So it starts to be a curl that looks really good, as I already said, but then it drops down, and I'm going, Amber, you and others know we really need to throw our shoulders up against that wall or that door, you know? I'm assuming people are Democrats. Don't take me wrong if you aren't, but I think we have to move it to make the change.
Is
and it has to be global for some reason.
It has to be global? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what that means, but the guides are saying it's a global issue. It's not coming from only America. You have to understand that. Now, if we start paying attention on a different level, we won't be as naive, and we'll work as hard as we can to build a focus, a common way of seeing how the world is going. It's part of the world. It's not just America, you see?
Great. So I don't know what else to ask. I was going to say, I know obviously we have to vote, but if you're saying get your tushies out there, should we start writing letters or rallying?
And realize that there are monies are coming in from other places. There's a lot of thwarting of the American way coming. So this is a very kind of an interesting read, which is that there's a lot more influence coming in than we're ever going to hear about in the news. Meaning that's quite global, and it's coming from all over the place to keep the Republicans in. There's something about, now I used to think this is an exaggeration, but there's a big thing about global elite, and you know this, and it's not American only, it's global, And that's going to make the biggest difference. Now, here's the other thing you and I know, a lot of you listeners know as well, is that we have the ability to stand strong and build up our power and send waves of power around the world and really unsettle some of these powers that be. But if we pay no attention to that aspect, it'll just sweep over us. Do you understand that? And here's one more thing that my guides and angels showed me quite a while ago, is that there's a great circle of dark elite, if you will, focus go flowing round and round and round the world. But guess what? There's also a growing and very empowering light one parallel round and round the world. And we've heard from beings like Eckhart Tolle, and I can't remember who all else, that the world is going, it's not quite splitting in two, but it's like the world is going to split in two. And my understanding, so that the certain people in this world aren't going to really be able to see certain people in that world, because our consciousness is going to be on such different realms. And this is what we need to be working for. And it's not as if there are two, it's that there are two streams of existence going to be going on in the world. And I should have mentioned this right at the very beginning of your question, because it's like we really need to move into a consciousness of consciousness and collect, and it's contagious, you know, so we collect as many people as possible and really build a very, very strong wave around the world. Again, it's global. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Is it the Russian, or the Russian,
your phone bumped out. Tell me again. And you know, I can't quite hear your question. So are you asking, are the Russians influencing this financially? Is that what you asked?
Yes.
Yes. And they're not the only ones. It's almost as if, and I've never seen this before, but it's almost as if there are hand-in-glove, elite, very wealthy people in several key parts of the planet, even China, which are having a huge impact. It's almost as if our countries aren't as important as these streams of dominance, if you will, streams of power. And that's very strange for me, but there are several countries involved, and it's all very, very wealthy people with strong strongholds on parts of the world. This sounds preposterous, but when I say it, it's not me saying it anyway, it's coming through. But when I say it, I go, well, it kind of makes sense in a way, doesn't it? Because I always wonder what's feeding and fueling Trump's behavior, you know? It isn't just Trump as the president at all. There's something else going on here. And I know that intuitively. I just don't exactly know what it is. So what they're showing is that there's this split going on, and there's an elite of both kinds. I don't think the light beings are that elite. We just know that we're here. As someone said, light workers are here as systems busters. And I was told that there's about 500 million of us on the planet. And we have the ability and the agility to move consciousness through in great waves, no matter how nefarious comes the other stuff. But I'm not sure that we're going to have cohesive countries the way we've had it before in a short while. Now, that's really revolutionary. Please forgive me if I sound off the wall. I've never spoken this way before.
It sounds a little disconcerting. That, to me, it feels like war.
It feels like what?
Like a possible war for going to different countries, for changing that.
Yeah, I know. It sounds really crazy. But there's something going on that is way beneath and below and beyond our voting and so on. And I believe that they're trying to explain it in that way, that there's a flow going around the world of camaraderie in greater good and greater service for all life. And there's a flow going around the world to destroy it. It's what I'm seeing. And it will disrupt countries in a certain way, that all of it won't be reliant on whether America goes Republican or Democrat. It'll be, there's other pressures, there's other purchases going on, there's other ownerships going on. But what they're showing is that the light forces are stronger than they've ever been before. And you can't really call them Democratic or Republican, can you? It's more consciousness.
That's cool.
So anyway, I thank you for your call, and I hope I didn't destroy your night. But
we would. That was a great, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And then I'll move on to Shamiz. Is that you out there, Shamiz?
Hi, Veronica.
Hi. I'm glad you called in. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm having fun.
Good. So my question is about women's health and hormones. And I've probably about 10, 15 years ago decided that I didn't feel like the pill was healthy. And it seemed like a lot of doctors were telling me, like, don't take the pill. It's not good for you. Don't take synthetic hormones. But I take natural hormones. And I'm wondering if there's any guidance or knowledge or thoughts on natural hormones and balancing hormones and women's health.
All right, here's what I'm seeing, Shamiz, and I haven't actually done any major research on this. I'm just seeing what the guides are showing me right now, that you're really good with the natural hormones. However, the trick with the natural hormones is, just like with your body, you have to shift them regularly, because what suits you for a while won't suit you as well until it's adjusted, probably every maybe year and a half or so, you know, every year, year and a half.
Yeah.
And so they're saying you're doing really well, as long as it's like driving a car, you know when to turn the wheel a little, you know. But it looks like the natural hormones work well for you.
So the doctors, what's that?
I don't think they'll make you sick.
So different doctors say that when you start to take natural hormones, then your body doesn't produce as much of its own hormones, and it messes it up and the signals. And it seems like there's so many different opinions out there that it gets confusing.
Thank you. The idea about that is that you're right, and your doctor is kind of right. I think that depends on both the person. See, the whole thing they're saying is very subjective, right? And that have your hormones been terribly messed up since you started taking this?
I don't think so, but I don't know.
I'm not seeing that, but what I am seeing is if you stay, for example, if you start feeling, if you start feeling really unbalanced, it's your body saying, no, we need to shift the dose right now. It's something to do with your progesterone, I think. And so they're saying, as long as you ride the levels, which is what, that's kind of audio talk, isn't it? As long as you ride the sound levels, you'll be just fine. You're very strong, in fact. And, I won't get too far into intimate details, but I'm not worried. And I do think that a lot of times the doctors don't know, because they're certainly influenced by, for example, pharmaceuticals and that sort of thing.
Right.
And you're doing the right thing for your body, and your body is quite both sensitive, but it likes the natural flow. It doesn't like the chemical stuff very much at all. And that can really throw you for a wobbly. So if they say
they
natural...
They diagnosed me with polycystic ovary syndrome years ago.
Okay.
And that's something that... That's something the doctors say that you can't really cure, but I'm hearing more and more things that you can cure it, that, you know, you can actually make this disappear through health and taking good care of yourself.
I believe it.
But, yeah, go ahead.
One of my my very best friends, actually, has had three babies after the age of 37 with only one ovary. The other was full of cysts.
Wow.
So there. You know, it's just, I'm not worried about yours, frankly. I'm not worried about them. You may get pain sometimes, but I feel like you'll be fine, and I would convince myself to clear those. Also, there's some new medication. I think it's more through, I would look up the Mercola natural catalog kind of thing and look it up there, because I think they're finding new innovations. That's redundant, but you know what I mean, innovations working with that kind of thing, and I do think you'll be able to bust it and remove it. You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for calling in, and I better move on. We have a
few
other calls.
Thank you, Monica. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year, Shamiz. Yeah. You're doing well. And now, who else is here? Now, we've got, we had a third one. Okay, Sonia, you're up, girl. What's on your mind tonight?
Veronica.
I'm glad you called in. Hi.
I wanted to. Oh, I hear feedback. Is it just on my
really?
End?
It's not. I think it's on your end. Is the phone off? Is the radio off?
Yep.
Okay. Just try again.
Oh wait, there it is. Okay. Oh, it's still coming. Okay. Well, as long as it's not on your end. I just wanted to know, so my business has been progressing, but a little bit slower than I wanted, so I was wanting to know the energy around that.
Okay, so your business, oh, I see. Are you, what are you reluctant about? So here's the first thing they show me is that your business is okay, but you've got this big indecision over here on the side, and you're, I think, both tired and trying to decide how to handle this part or that. It's funny. It's like if you look at your business, there's a beautiful shiny dot on a map. It's got this funny little half moon on the side of it saying, I'm not sure about this or that. And the guides are saying that you want to beat the bushes in the business and find out if what you're doing is really true to that business, or have you got some extraneous, some stuff that's draining your brain, if you know what I mean, and draining your energy. It's not terrible. The business is fine. And if you do some cleaning up of things that aren't important, you're going to find you just go ahead really fast.
Okay.
It's, you
that
know what it's
sense.
Like.
Yeah.
Tightening the muscle.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
but
and I do contract
you.
Work, so.
Oh, I
that
see.
Takes
okay.
Some of my time.
You might have to be, but, honey, you might have to be more particular about what you accept and what you take, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Cool. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you for calling, and happy, happy New Year.
Thank you.
All right. Blessings. And now we'll take a breath, all of us. And remember, as you grow and change, you really take charge of what you're doing from the inside out, bringing in the higher, always bringing in the higher, and waking up more to the fact you're innovative and creative. Boy, we really have an impact on the world. Back to Amber's questions, is that's got a lot of political impact in the world, doesn't it? So keep getting stronger, and let's talk to Karen.
Hello?
Karen, are you with us? Hello, darling. How are you?
Oh.
Hello? Can you hear me?
I think, are there two of us on the phone?
Are there
three?
Two Karens? I think there's three of you waiting, but you should only get one at a time here, right?
Okay. Well, I'm on, so I don't know. It sounded like another voice as well.
Well, if it's an echo, if it's an echo, or maybe it's your shadow self, could it be? I'm teasing you.
Well, you never know. Or maybe it's an entity. I have no idea.
I don't think we're going to let any entities on tonight, darling.
Wonderful.
Darling.
Well, I
wish. Question
just,
is, before
no.
we get interrupted by another shadow voice.
Okay. Well, I've been on a healing journey for a very, very long time, and I feel like I'm going around in circles. I just wonder if you have any clues as to where I need to focus or what might be any root causes. I've
is
also
it a
been
physical
very
one, Karen?
Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear that.
You said you've also been very blocked.
Yes, blocked. I mean, I've been trying to find out what is it I'm supposed to do here. What are my gifts? What I originally had set out many years ago, my dreams never panned out. I said, okay, it's not meant to be for me. And I've been, along with my healing, I've been trying to focus on, okay, what is it? What are my gifts? What am I supposed to do? And nothing comes to me.
Is your healing a very physical journey? Is it very physical healing?
Yes.
Okay.
I have seemed to have systemic infections. Is it candida? Is it viruses? Is it bacteria? Is it mold? Is it everything together? Been to different practitioners, and the latest one is an integrative doctor. Lots of tests, and I don't think she knows what she's. I mean, she tries, but she's kind of hitting in the dark, and I've been losing my teeth and, you know, just kind of degenerating, and I don't know what's
going on. Oh, my gosh, this is terrible. How old are you, Karen?
67.
I'm rubbing my hands together, just to get the energy going, to keep my energy going. I'm going, okay, we're going to ask other people as well to do this, but we're going to send energy up through your torso, all the way through your torso. Good. And we're lighting. Now, what you've got, we're lighting up parts of your body. Yeah, you have a really weird pocket of some bacteria. It seems like, to me anyway, what the guides are showing is some bacterial growth in your, I don't think it's the uterus. I think it's in, this is an odd thing. We need to have a medical book to look at this. But anyway, it's in the tissue between kind of the uterus and the wall of the intestinal area. There's some kind of little pocket in there. And what has been the problem? Has it just been systemic over and over again?
I believe so.
Did they ever do exploratory?
Exploratory what?
Surgery.
Surgery? No, thank God. I mean, I don't have any growths, at least that we know of.
Okay. But, honey, what it looks like to me, what the guides are pinpointing is in just above and in the back behind, in your uterus is here, and just behind it, there's this funny little patch that's kind of like a bacterial thing. It's not cancer. It's something that has its own expression, and it's making me burp. I'm burping like mad right now. That's yours. Excuse me. And I feel like they're not looking in the right place, because it's one of those very strange new things. And I'm surprised that you've lost your teeth from it. That's, I bet you've done a lot of detox, have you?
I've tried so many different protocols, detoxing and different antimicrobials and probiotics and diets.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that weird? And it just seems hanging in. And did you travel in some very exotic places?
No.
Yeah, because it looks like it's kind of coming from, I won't say outer space, but it's coming from somewhere different, you know? And did your mother, I mean, I wonder if it came from her, because whatever it is sitting in there and off-gassing and doing its thing. I'm like, okay, I don't know. Have you had a lot of energy work?
I have had healings, yes, energy healings.
Okay. Was it very powerful for you?
Well, I would feel good right afterwards, and maybe for a day or so, and you know, but I don't think it lasts.
Yeah, but it's really interesting. If you keep at it, it will last. Something's got to break through. Now, remember about energy, and I'm saying this about the consciousness on the planet. If we can raise the energy consistently long enough, it takes hold, and the whole basic of like what that body-mind is changes. And we can say that's true in the world. We just haven't held the light, if you will, or the powerful energy long enough to change the world. You can say it's never going to happen. I'm saying, well, never mind, I'm Pollyanna. And I look into your belly and I go, come on, this is really, really, this could be changed with the kind of energy. Or here's another way of looking at it. I'll give you a couple of quick thumbnails, which should be a lot longer than what I'm doing. But if you can sort of step, this sounds really weird, get into a meditation of some sort and then step out of your body. And as you're out in the etheric, you have a better chance of shifting this darn it thing, which is kind of like a core that keeps sending off. It's, you understand what I mean? It's like, it's like an infection that sends off bits and pieces of infection. It's very weird, and I don't even want to try to think of what it is. I just want to take your etheric nature out of your body and have you be looking at it and then firebomb it with a violet flame or anything that you use in the energy world. And you know what? It could be just suddenly gone. We don't have to. We've learned, tell you something, Karen. We have learned that the frequencies in the universes have really catapulted up. And not only in the universes, but it comes all the way down to the planet, and it comes all the way down to you. And that makes it much more possible for us to get out of the way our bodies were vibrating before. See, we're vibrational beings. You know that. So I'm saying, yes. 67, it must be a bit heartrending for you. But on the other hand, I'm seeing something in there, I'll reiterate, something in there that if it were bombed with, and I don't mean war bombs, but if it were bombed with a certain kind of energy that is very high frequency on a regular basis, I don't think your body would even identify with it anymore at all. It's like change the energy, change the reality. So, and that's, you know, there are several different modalities. Maybe you would look at Joe Dispenza's stuff or something like that, but there are several modalities which get you meditatively to step out of your body and be a vibrational body. Does that sound too preposterous?
No, but I do a lot of different stuff like that, but and I can visualize, but I mean, to me, I think it would be a visualization. I don't think I would really feel that I'm out of my body. I don't think I'm able to get that far in meditation, shall we say.
Are you able to feel the vibration? Why don't you come in on one of our meditations and see if you can feel those? It doesn't have to be mine. It's just some. If you can really feel those vibrations, you can begin to move it. I believe in you. Are you Capricorn? What are you?
Aries.
Aries. Oh, God, they got that fire, girl. We want that, huh? But I
yeah.
also believe you probably you probably got some Capricorn in your chart because
yes.
you have a slow, steady ability to advance. And Aries usually just gets too impatient for that. I would say use both of those. You keep adding to the slow and steady you've already been working on and get that Aries to just blow flames, violet flames, up through your body. And I'm pinpointing it in behind your uterus up a little bit higher. You can make me wrong. I don't care as long as we get something. And I, if you can feel it, and this is true for people at home who are listening, if you can actually feel the energy moving through something, your chances of moving a difficult situation more quickly is, or more thoroughly, is very strong. Your chances are much stronger. And I can't go much farther today, but I really I want to send you a great deal of light and appreciation for what you're doing on the planet, because when you said about gifts and so on, you have a gift, and you don't want to look back in time. You want to look forward. You have gifts of helping people, and not just in a servitude kind of way, which is can feel fairly mundane, but this one feels like you have an ability to catalyze people's, wake people up, catalyze their consciousness, make them laugh, move through. You have to look forward. You can't look back in order to do this work, but you do have those gifts. And this could be a quantum leap time for you, as far as I know. Because I look forward and I go, hey, you're going to be a character. Do you want to be a character?
I think I already am. But
Well, keep being a character, honey, and I'll send prayers to you.
Okay. Now, do you think I could heal this myself?
I do, and you could say yourself, and I go, what? You're already doing a whole bunch of different healing things, but boy, if you boot up your share of it, I'll bet you you're going to find it move a lot faster. And one of the big, remember this, one of the big keys is to feel the energies that move through. Have you ever sat and paid attention to what it felt like to go into your liver, what it felt like to go into your womb, what it felt like? Have you ever done any of those exercises?
No. Well, I've kind of tried to visualize.
This one is more, that's very good. But this is the same idea, but it's much stronger in the sense of feeling it. When I was very young, I used to be worried about my heart, which would get really tight. I didn't ever tell anybody. I just did this. So I'd go to bed at night, and I'd run through my body, and I'd focus on my heart, and I knew it's a muscle. So I'd just focus on my heart and feel how tight it was, and all of a sudden it would go, as if it just passed gas, you know? And it was funny, and then my heart would get softer. And that's, it's like if you and I are seen and known for who we are, we very often receive the healing, you see? And you have that kind of magical link that you can use within yourself and with others. I have great faith in you. Don't lose faith. Be in touch if you feel like it. This is not a marketing scam here. I just say be in touch if you are interested. And otherwise, do focus on yourself, but take yourself into any healings you go through. And here's the word. Feel it. Feel the energy. Get to know your organs. Get to know your limbs, your filing cabinet. Yeah. Yes, and the guys are teasing you and saying you look away from it a lot, trying to get out of the situation. They're saying, look right in there and then walk with it. You know, does that make sense?
Yes.
All right,
thank you.
I'm glad. I appreciate your call. I really appreciate your call, and happy New Year.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
All right. Thanks, Karen. My name is Veronica Entwistle, and I just realized I just gave myself a little ad talking to Karen, so I'm going to mention that my phone number is 510-595-5564, 510-595-5564, and I'd love to talk to you about your questions. And now we have several other people on the line, and I can't remember. All right, thank you. Kent, good evening.
Veronica.
Hi, how are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Love you.
Thank you. Love you, too. You have a question tonight, Kent?
I do. So as my soul journey is unfolding, I'm recovering from this constant runny nose I've had for 3 weeks that I couldn't figure out what it was or associated with the house or the heater. And it's starting to go away. Is that because of my system or my environment is getting better? Can you see that?
Yes, what I was going to say, Kent, is that you have a kind of an allergy which is abating, because whatever it was some kind of dust coming up. But here's the funny thing, is the guides are showing that it's related to the temperature rises and falls. You know, you've had some winter there, and that has had an impact on and it's like this, the weight of the dust that's been in the air. And you've done some household work, have you not?
Yes.
So anyway, you have allergy, which I think is abating. And you might want to do neti pot, or you might want to do just cleaning out your sinuses with salt water, that sort of thing, because they're pretty thick particles that you got stuck with, you understand?
Yes. Okay, great.
And I don't think you're terribly ill, darling.
No, I'm with you.
Thanks for calling
in,
and Happy New Year to you and your family.
Happy New Year.
Thanks, Kent. Bye. So, and now we have Kim. No, is that Kim? What was another name, please? Anne and Michelle? Anne, you're on the table, Mabel.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi. Thank you. How are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm having a blast. Can you tell?
Yes, I can absolutely tell you're having a blast. I love it. My question is about my husband and me. We are both involved in artistic endeavors that could be called a long shot. He's a musician and I'm a writer. And I was just wondering what you see, if there's something in particular we need to be doing, or do you see success happening for us? What do you see?
You know, okay, here's something interesting. The guides immediately show, okay, have you ever thought of doing a kind of conjoint business that performs the bass role? For example, I know that you're doing some business work, and he's doing some business work, but there's something to do with you guys creating a business base that is quite easy to be a foundation. You'll work fewer hours, and you'll make enough to keep going. And I believe that his creative work is going to expand. Probably it's going to take like a year and a half. And I'm not always great at time, but it appears that he has a sort of a course of action to take in order to build his artistic flow in such a way as to make it pay, you know? But the reason he's going to make it pay is because it has a foundational, whether it's a foundational investment. I know he doesn't want to write a book so much, but he's got some foundational investment, which has an impact for some of the other people. He's in a band, right? Some of the other people
right.
he works with. He's going to have something like that going that can maintain the band. So he might be the investment. Now, I don't know what it is, except that the investment part of it has to do with what it takes to move the band forward. And he's got quite the brain for that sort of thing. So we could say maybe it's how you put out copies of the different music and how you sell rights to the music that's original and so on. But there's some other venue facets that come up with it. And he's the guy that would be kind of quietly in the background building the stream of income under this band. And then that will be just hot potatoes. And you have the ability also. You've got a good business sense. So I see the two of you being able to build this kind of common business between you. Not sure what it is, whether it's not entertainment. It's more like part of what you're doing and part of what he's doing now for your financial base, and both of you doing less of it, but combining forces and making your own kind of private little business enterprise, and it will go very well. And you may have quite a staunch, you have the kind of clients, you may not have bazillions of them, but you'll have the kind of clients that are faithful because they know you and they count on you and they know you're moving with the times. And I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it's like a combination of what you're both doing now. And then you have two or three books that I see here, right? And one of them, there is, again, everything is going to be combination with you and with him in a different way. And you're going to have two or three books and some kind of a script that comes from them and makes a very unique, I would say it's a moving collage. It's not quite the right term. That's just a creative term I use. See, I'm creative too, right? And it will bring you forward in a very exciting way, because one of the things you want is to be absolutely vividly creative. you know, and it's going to be doing that for you. So you just got some more steps to make. You're doing really well now. Classes you're taking, courses you're taking, things you're writing, and so on. Even your money-making work right now has worked for you really well. But again, you could possibly pare down the hours of that and combine with something that he does and make a sweet little family business, you know, a mom and pop sort of thing. What do you think of that?
Right. Well, I've never thought of that.
You're both, and you're both really, really creative. You know, here's a thing for everybody who's listening. 2018 is going to push all of our butts to be extremely innovative. So there, Miss Innovation, you can handle that. Right?
I can handle that. I can. Yes. Thank you so much.
You know, and I'm really grateful that you called in, and it was fun for me. And please give your husband a big chuckle for me and a big hug.
And I will. Thank you.
Thank you for your call.
Sure. Bye-bye.
And now, this is Veronica Entwistle. You're listening to Paradigm. Bye, sweetie. This is Veronica Entwistle. You're listening to Paradigm Shifters. This is a different version of Paradigm Shifters. This is my New Year's gift to those of you who are calling in and those of you who are listening, hoping to inspire a heart and mind turning 2018. And I have a caller, another wonderful caller online. Michelle, come online. I think you're probably the last person, so we get to chat.
Oh, my dear, I'm so happy to talk to you.
I'm so happy to talk to you. This has been so fun for me, Michelle.
Oh, I can tell. I'm enjoying listening.
So you've gone through a lot, and now what is 2018? I'll let you ask questions, but I want to ask you this. What does 2018 signify for you at this point in your
deep life? Change and commitment to embrace it.
Oh, good. And what does the change feel like to you? Do you feel a little trepidation? Seems like you have a little trepidation in there.
There's some. I'm not sure what it's going to bring, but meditations are deepening. Connectedness is deepening. Awareness is broadening. It's really going to be adventurous and exciting.
I think it really is, too. And do you have specific... I really believe that. I think it's... Especially a lot of people... Did you hear the first caller, Amber? And I was saying what we had seen in the visions, which is that this light... from the light workers and so on, was growing, and it was going to be going around the world like a big wheel. And
I missed that.
To me, it means, first I used to say, well, that doesn't make sense. But now it kind of does, because you and I know that the light work we've done, and you're saying deepening meditations and so on, if you look around, you realize there's a lot of people, some of the most surprising people, that are carrying on that way and really building the light around the world. We might not know each other, but we get the frequencies, don't we? So I think that work is going to be amazing. So let's do some of your personal questions. What would you like to look at?
Well, something that was just really touching my heart in a deep way today deals with my 5.5-year-old grandson, whose kindergarten class, for some reason, has attracted his cohort, which is, I think, a group of 5 kindergarten classes, has attracted an incredibly large group of children who have tremendous challenges. And there's a lot of acting out in that environment at school that he seems to be sort of a lightning rod for. So he's been on the receiving end of quite a bit of reactiveness from these kids, and some of it's been physical. And he's been at my house for 2 or 3 days, and I've been around it a bit, but it's been heartbreaking not to see his joyous self. And I moved some of it today, and I could just feel it swirling in my heart still. And there's just this, there's a little bit of heart wrenching, and then there's that just really opening up in the heart flow. And just trying to help lift him up a little bit through all this process. and he was able to verbalize a little bit today, which he hasn't even around his parents, because he's starting to act out a bit in some anger ways, which has not been his nature previously. And so I'm wondering if there's something, you know, maybe we can do, or the guides might be able to move through to help lift him a bit and lighten his load, because I think he's got a big job there at his school.
Super. Well, yeah, we have another caller, so I want to wrap this one as quickly as I can and as thoroughly as I can,
mm-hmm.
because what I see is, first of all, your influence on this little boy is very good. You know how to love him into stability. Does that make sense to you? Because I feel this flow mm-hmm. coming from you running through him, and you can do that regularly. My question is, should he be at that particular school? Is there an option?
That was my question. Is it still in his path to stay in that school? His parents his mom teaches there, but they've felt that it might be in his best interest to move him as soon as they can get using this whole business as a catalyst to bring in extra services for some of these children who desperately need it. But they were thinking of moving him next year, but I think they're thinking of moving him sooner. And I guess that was part of, really, thank you for distilling that. That was really kind of the end of my question, was, would that be in his best interest?
I really believe it would. This is not necessary for this fellow to go through this kind of, the classroom, just put your body in there, an etheric body, and it's very, not only jittery, but there's, I don't want to get complicated, but the energy of the school, the land or something, is all very distorted. And the teacher herself is all right, but she's very weak.
Yes, she is.
She's not strong enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, and they have not empowered the teachers in this situation, yeah.
They have not what, darling?
Empowered the teachers. They feel like they don't have resources to help these children. It's really tough.
It's really, really, really difficult, and I want him moved. And the thing about it
Thank
is
you.
He is a really, he's a charming child, but he has an interesting force of sensitivity, and he's got like a rather gentle volatility in there, but it's not really gentle in a while. You don't want to take a chance on that, you know?
That's what I would say. Thank you.
Yeah, and he is a nice little boy. He's already been through a lot in his life. You're aware of that, right?
Yeah. Well, thank you. That's really going to help the new year be a little more positive for all of us.
And remember this, you're a very good grandmother. It's very important to be a grandmother, she said, from her own perspective.
very nice. And,
hey, thanks for your call. Thanks for waiting all that time. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Yes, thank you, my dear. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. And our final caller will be Susan. Hi, Susan. How
Hi.
Are you?
I'm Veronica. Good. How are you? Happy New Year.
So Happy
nice
New
to,
Year
you to
do
you.
This. I'm having fun.
Yeah.
Can you tell? I'm having
This
so
is
much
great.
Fun.
Yeah, I can. It's really fun. And it's nice to hear everybody's questions. I have a couple things, but I'm trying to boil
too,
it into one. What's that? Okay.
I said it's kind of a
what
broad spectrum, which I enjoy. It's all kinds of different approaches.
Yes. Yeah, and it's very helpful to hear your suggestions. So I'm about to go on a trip to visit my mother that I'm nervous about, and so the very sort of surfacey question is what you see about that and how I can make the most of it. And I'm also having some confusion over my work and who I'm studying with at the moment, and I was hoping maybe the trip could help me clarify my confusion, even though those are sort of separate kind of questions in a way. They sort of feel like one question. I just sort of thought maybe you could guide me
in the next couple of weeks. Now, Susan, this is for, well, we'll be with you in just 1 minute, but I just want to say this is for everyone listening. If you could take some light in your hand and move it up through, right up through your core, through the perineum, right up through your body. Because one of the things I was seeing, and as you move that core right up through your body, way out as far as you can. I think of it as like when you have to stand up on a bus, you hang on to a stanchion. Having this pole run through our whole body helps to realign what's been confusing. Because Susan, and like many of us, your confusions stem from other people, from being very sensitive and wanting to please, wanting to cooperate, wanting to contribute, and being pulled this or snapped this way and that by everybody's needs and demands. And one of the things you're thinking as you go through this process of visiting with your mother is how many ways you've been either unbalanced or snapped this way and that under those circumstances. And I'm saying to you, or the guides are teasing you and going, you don't have to be that way, because one of the things about your nature is that you're very airy. And if you do this kind of simple exercise, it can be the violet flame, and you keep straightening out your core energy, you'll stop being so gall-darn confused, because you're not. You see what I mean? It's not really you. It's your field being all messed up. And regarding your learning curve right now, don't push on yourself on the learning curve, because the kind of material you're learning is something that you have to be with and absorb and become. You can't be doing it and learning it. Do you see the difference?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you could remember that, there you go. And there's something about your throat also. Your throat gets really sore, doesn't it?
Gets tight.
Yeah. Well, you got to learn. Yeah, I can see it. I can feel it, actually. It's tremendous. There you are.
Yeah.
But then your mama.
Thank you.
I know you have several sisters, but I know your mama needs your presence. So if you want to just calm down and realize that you, it's not just calm down, that sounds paternalistic, I'm not being that way, but if you could be just really calm and centered and realize how important you are to her. It's not like you're the only one that's ever important. It's that your arrival and being with her is a signal to her that this is all very important, and she feels the love and the importance.
Okay.
And that's what you're going for, more than making her a cup of tea, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Is she getting a little bit out of her, does she lose her focus quite easily?
Yes, she does. She gets forgetful and, definitely.
And then worries about it. Yeah. Don't forget, honey,
what
to rub your hands. And she worries about it. And I have to end this, but I want to say before I go, remember to rub your hands together, pull them apart. This is an old thing. I know you know it. Pull them apart and have that energy run between your hands and place them on her head on a regular basis.
Okay.
You know about that. That's one of the greatest soothing gifts that any of us can do for the other at this point. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. It's very helpful.
I wish you a happy new year. Thanks for calling in
Thank
for my
you.
Little gift show.
Same to you. Thank you so much for offering it.
It was fun. Take care. Take care
Thanks, Veronica. Take care. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So this is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm saying this has been just a joyful, joyful experience for me. And I wanted to share, my guest wasn't going to show up after all tonight, so I thought, I shall be the guest, and you shall be the guest. And I've had a wonderful time, and I see what bright lights each of you is, and many others out there. And remember this year that we can create the change that we dream of. It's in our possibility. Let's join up with these wonderful waves of white light and consciousness that go round and round the world. So this is Veronica Entwistle. If you'd like to be in touch with me, it's Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com or veronicaentwistle.com. Sounds like I'm repeating myself, huh? And the phone number is 510-595-5564. And basically, this is all to say happy, happy New Year. And I hope to speak to all of you again. Much love and good night.